Network, proudly presents the Jay's Blade Show. With your host, CyberGolf.com's own Jay Clemmer, and co-starring a galaxy of the golf and sports world's greatest names as special guests. Yo, 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 this is your main man, DJ Q, telling you to put your hands together for your friend and mine, Jay Clemmer.
Thank you, DJ Q, for bringing us into the show in style, everybody. That is absolutely right. I am Jay Flemma of the Golf News Net Radio Network, and you're listening to Jay's Plays. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Jay's Plays, of course, is brought to you by JB's Best Hot Sauce. It's the tangiest, it's the spiciest, it's got fantastic flavor, it's great on wings and Bloody Marys, and anything else that you might put either Tabasco or Red Hot on. JB's Best, when it says JB's, it's the best. Everybody, we have a terrific show for you today. We're going to talk an awful lot about golf design. We're going to talk an awful lot about the Pro Tour. We'll mention Tiger Woods a little bit, the announcement that his injury is worse than expected and that he's had some setbacks. And we'll talk about the LPGA coming to one of the great golf courses of America, Olympic Club. So when we come back to the second half of the show for segments 3 and 4, we're going to talk to Stephen Kay and Chris Schiavone about Forest Gate and Chatham Action and things Steve's working on. But right now, we're going to switch to the left coast. And we're going to speak with one of the great golf course architects in America who back in 2012 did some restoration, renovation work on the U.S. Open venue Olympic Club. And we also have their director of golf online. So let's give a warm Jay's Plays welcome back to Bill Love and to newcomer Will Hutter, director of golf at Olympic Club. Bill and Will, welcome.
Hey, Jay, good to talk to you guys.
Thanks for having us on.
It's always a lot of fun to have you guys come on. Bill, thank you for coming back. Olympic Club, once again, basking in the glory of another huge USGA championship. And this time, it's not going to be the Amateurs, it's not going to be the men, it's going to be the ladies. So what kind of Olympic Club are the girls going to see as opposed to what the boys will see?
I don't know there'll be any difference at all. The lake course is the lake course. You have to adapt to play it. It doesn't change for you.
Yeah, you bring up a great point there that Olympic Club is unique among great golf courses in the pantheon of championship venues. And one of the reasons why is something called reverse camber, which I really believe is one of the great defenses in golf because it's a natural defense. The holes at Olympic Club turn one way, and yet the land slopes the other. So, Will and Bill, tell us a little bit about how a golfer has to strategize their way around the Olympic Club and why that makes the course great.
Well, Will, I'll go real quick here, but Olympic is one of the finest examples I know of a golf course that derives its challenge and its strategy from the topography that it sits on. And as you all know, it sits on a beautiful piece of ground. And so playing the slopes, whether they're left, right, left, up, down, is all about the strategy and how you get around that golf course. So holes like you're talking about, probably the most notable one is 17. Big tilt in the fairway from left to right, but the hole goes slightly right to left up the hill. How you hit it without getting into famous U.S. Open rough and hold a position to get the right approach shot to whatever pin is set for the day is just the key to success on that golf course.
Will, how about you? Your thoughts on it?
Well, I agree, obviously, with Bill that topography on golf course is key. Some of the great golf courses in the world have great topography. One of my favorites, Crystal Downs in northern Michigan, unbelievable topography, difficult. You have unusual stances. And the same thing at the Olympic Club. What I like to tell some of our guests, first-time guests, is it's right there in front of you, but it's very difficult. There are no tricks to it. There are no, 5-tier greens and waterfalls and and hidden creeks or lakes. It's right in front of you. You have to go out there and manage your game and do the best you can. But it's it's easy to get on the old bogey train with the rough and the trees. And now our great bunkering is being enhanced by Bill and his team as we speak for a number of reasons, and Bill will touch on that coming up. But the difficult bunkering, we only have one fairway bunker, but yet the greenside bunkering complexes are just tremendous. So it is a great stern test. It's, like I said, right in front of you, no tricks. You just have to really play well and manage your game.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed about the reverse camber of not only an Olympic Club but other courses that feature it is it brings shot shaping back into the game. It requires players to be able to move the ball in the air. You can't just bomb it out and overpower Olympic Club. Tell us a little bit about how that makes a player have to strategize differently. And is that the reason why we see so many great ball strikers and so many great game managers winning U.S. Opens there as opposed to brute strength?
Well, in addition to the strategy of where you place your tee ball, it's all predicated on where the pin is set that day. And a lot of people talk about the fairways and the movement of the fairways of the Olympic, but those green complexes are, they are extremely challenging. And when you get the speeds up on them, they have a lot of slope in them, as many old-style green complexes do. And if you're not playing to the right part of the green, you're going to have a very severe challenge ahead of you to make par.
Will, your thoughts?
I agree with Bill. The green complexes are difficult. You have the natural slope of the land. The lake course derives its name from Lake Merced at the bottom, which obviously is surrounded by some of the great golf courses in America. We're privileged to have them all in one area with San Fran Golf Club, Harding Park, and Lake Merced. But with that said, the green complexes, very small greens as far as square footage, based on the yardage and the difficulty and the slope. So once you hit the green, your challenge is not over. It's still very difficult putting surfaces and unique reads. As we train our caddies and talk about reading the greens there, experience is a big key, and patience is a great key to playing well at the Olympic Club.
Now, we all can point to the wonderful curvy 18th green as being an example of one of the most fearsomely contoured greens at Olympic Club, especially in light of how, you know, that final day nobody could get it close except Webb Simpson. And of course, even back further earlier than that, you have the time that Lee Jansen was able to edge out Payne Stewart when Payne went back and forth playing hockey on that final green. But tell us about some of the other holes. What other greens on the course are famous and storied and celebrated for their contours and for the drama that's unfolded on them?
Boy, if I had to pick some other than 18, I'd probably immediately say 17. 9 has got a lot of slope in it. 6 has got a lot of slope in it. 4 has got a lot of slope in it. I mean, they all carry a lot of slope, but there are certain ones like 9 and 6 and 17 that have sections of the green that are extremely sloped. And so playing to a portion of the green to get back to a pin is always an interesting challenge. And keep in mind that in preparation for the Open, for the men's Open in 2012, we added these runoff areas around the greens, which historically had not been there for the late course, and they were met with quite a challenge from the tour players, and the members loved them, so we left them all in there, and they'll still be there when the ladies arrive.
I've always loved that as a feature, because it gives the players options. You're not just gouging out a wedge. You can bump and run, pitch and check. You can even putt. And I made good use of a couple of the places there. You'll like this story, Will. My favorite memory of many at Olympic Club was that I was playing with Ashley Mayo's Golf Digest and also Max Adler Golf Digest, another fine radio broadcaster out of the Midwest. And Ashley and I pulled out on number 16 greenside back to back. She holed out a bunker shot, and I rolled in about a 60-foot putt from the swale back to back. So we thought that was pretty cool.
Well, that does not happen every day at the Olympic Club, for sure, with the difficult complexes and with the new added short mow areas that Bill and his team helped introduce in 2012. It has added a new element to the Olympic Club that has been well received by the members. And as a matter of fact, we're keying in on some clinics for our members here this spring and summer that help enhance their game with maybe some hybrids and some bump and run clinics so that they can handle those areas a little better.
Now, tell me a little bit about the women when they went to Oakmont. So USGA laid off a little on the throttle on them, okay? The boys had to play it from 7,400 yards and plus five took home the USGA trophy. At Oakmont, when the women came back 3 years later, but Paula Creamer made off with the trophy with a 3-under par score. So exactly, you know, how much difference will there be in the clubs that the men hit in for their approach shots than what the women will hit in for their approach shots? And will they necessarily have as brutishly long a course to play as the men did?
Will, you might want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'll jump in there on this one, Bill. We have not had formal discussions on setup yet with our friends at the USGA. They will obviously be in close proximity this summer with the Women's Open down at Coeur d'Alene, which is a little over an hour down the street from us.
But really just a hop, a skip, and a jump. Very close.
Yeah.
And by the way, which will be the longest women's U.S. Open in history when it plays for 6,700 yards.
I believe, now I'm not that familiar with their property, but I do believe they have some elevation and some downhill holes that will aid the distance. But for us, I think we'll come up with a number that obviously is fair. I believe at Oakmont, if I remember correctly, I think they had some rain, which obviously at Oakmont, if for those who've ever been there, you hope it rains the night before you play.
Yeah, you do.
just to get a little bit of a break. It's always an intimidating golf course, but a great golf course. And we're proud at Olympic Club to also be one of the 12 clubs that now will have hosted a men's and women's open, so along with Oakmont and some other great ones. So for us, the course setup will be, you know, whatever percentage yardage that the USGA comes up with in reduction based on men will be in about the same area.
When expert women come to play Olympic Club, which set of tees do they choose, or do they play that member set of tees that's about 6,500 yards, if I recall correctly?
Well, Jay, I'm fortunate. I've only been at the Olympic Club now a little over 3 months. I came from Sea Island, but we have some really great women member players, former Stanford golfers, former Cal golfers. Pat Cornett has played in, oh my goodness, over 60 USGA championships in her career, and a great women's amateur player. They play from significant distance, and occasionally they'll play back farther than the men they're playing with. So. and that's one great thing about our club. That's what I really love. We are an athletic club, but golf is a great sport where everyone will play with everyone. So it's the guys, the gals, a low handicapper, a high handicapper. We have a lot of way we do it. They can come up and walk up and look for a time and make the group, and off they go. And it could be three men and one lady, or three ladies and one man, and off they go. And they just walk and enjoy the game so much. So for us, it's just a wonderful club and a wonderful setting for the women, and we are very excited to be a host.
One quick question before we go to break. Olympic Club actually is two separate clubs under one name. There is also the athletic club as well as the golf clubs. So tell the folks listening out there who might be interested in either joining or in how it works, tell everyone out there a little bit about the two clubs and how they work together.
Well, quickly, I'll say our downtown club and our lakeside complex with the golf courses are actually one club. Everyone joins as an athletic member, and we have over 20 sports, including we've got men's and women's field hockey, we've got men's and women's water polo, handball, squash, the largest private basketball league, so to speak, in the country. So everyone becomes an athletic member, and then we have a golf privilege list, and we have a limited number there, and we're happy to say we have a long waiting list. So demand is high for our great club, and we're excited to host the USGA. Another great USGA event will be our 11th USGA event.
Yeah, to go with 5 U.S. Opens and a pair of U.S. amateurs as well. We're going to take a short break, everybody, for just 1 minute. I'll leave you in the very capable hands of DJ Q. We will be right back. We're talking to Will Hutter and Bill Love on the Jay's Place Show. I'm Jay Clow, out the Golf News Network, Radio Network.
That bump music means we're going to have to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be back at the second half of the show in just a minute.
This is your main man, DJ Q, and you're listening to Jay's Place on the Golf News Net, Radio Network.